Kings of Leon, you somebody on 102.4 Wish FM. It's Milo in the morning, 7:07 Monday breakfast. It's the 6th of July. Welcome to our little show here. Good to have you along. Chris Milo over here. Chris Holdsworth, as always, over there.
Hello.
Good morning. You finally made it in after what happened to you on the M6 this morning?
70 mile an hour, my wheel exploded.
Brilliant. Good work. You don't have much luck on a Monday morning with your car, do you? Do you not take it out at all over the weekends? Just sit there and do nothing?
No, I took it. I drove it yesterday as well.
So you changed the tyre yourself and everything?
I did, yeah.
Good lad.
On the hard shoulder, which was interesting experience.
I wouldn't even attempt that. I'm so scared of anything mechanical. It would just, I can just see it ending in tragedy. I'd just sit in my car. Well, I wouldn't sit in my car on the motorway. I'd get off the car, off the road, but it'd be down to green flag to come out and sort me out, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, it would have been like that, but I only saw it was a tyre that it actually looks quite bad. I it could have been a lot worse.
Is it in your boot? Is it?
Yeah.
That's got a photo of Chris's damaged tyre.
Okay.
And get that trending this morning. Chris's damaged tyre, hashtag. Yeah. What else is trending this morning? Well, on social media, weekend chat and weather, lots of pictures of lightning. Again, love it over the weekend. Great. Some of those thunderstorms, they were fabulous.
Yeah.
Greek referendum is trending. And female American footballers are trending as well this morning. Some various photos and things trending from their success overnight. Including...
Oh, I thought you meant actually as an American football.
No, female American footballers, soccer players, female American soccer stars.
Yeah.
Carly Lloyd in particular, she scored a hat-trick, one from the halfway line. She added 50,000 new followers on Twitter during the final last night.
That's why she did it.
Good on her. Main local news this morning concerns what?
Main local news. Man on a mower. Yes. We have spoken to a crazy man who is from Wigan, who is going around the UK on a lawnmower to raise money for charity.
Fabulous. Let's see if he can come down my road and sort mine out.
Yeah, not sure if he's actually doing any mowing while he's
not.
No.
National news. We're looking at Greece. I mean, it's really dominating the headlines, isn't it? They're running out of cash quick.
They're running out of cash, but they've said no to the terms of a new bailout. So they don't want to go for more austerity. They don't want to pay more tax or...
happy to keep spending.
They're happy to keep spending.
Yes. Money that they don't have. That's going to work, isn't it?
Well, they seem to think it will.
Weird. Sports, what's on the agenda today? We've got more Wimbledon action coming up later.
Gary Caldwell's boys are off to La Manga.
You don't mean Gary Caldwell, do you? According to the back page of the Wigan Evening Post this morning, it's Gary...
Cladwell.
Gary Cladwell. which I have typoed on numerous occasions, but it doesn't matter so much on the radio, but on the back of a paper... Gary Cladwell.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, they're off to La Manga. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he's looking forward to that. Lots of songs being sung by the new boys. So there's a few of those being sung this week.
Great. This story's caught my eye this morning. The average woman will spend 5 months of her working life choosing what to wear at work. A survey found 45% of women think the process of deciding what to wear to the office every day caused them stress. A quarter admitted being late for work because they were trying on different outfits. That doesn't apply to us, clearly.
Not because they were changing a tyre.
No, not because that. And that clearly, look at the state of us this morning. Not too great. And that's an average figure, of course, 5 months of your working life deciding what to wear at work. I think the majority of the ladies that work here is below that, I think. There's always an average figure, isn't there, you know? So
yeah, it's got to be lower.
Some places you go into, you can think, well, but here I'm thinking maybe 2 months. One month from there?
Yeah.
What do you reckon? They're not in till 9. We can be long gone. Right, 7:10.
Milo in the morning with Arnold Clark. It's about fun on the school run. Visit arnoldclark.com. Wish FM. Wish FM.
When you're under the weather, you don't need an appointment to see your local pharmacist. For friendly, confidential, expert advice for everyday health issues, your pharmacist can advise. When it comes to your health, examine your options with your local NHS.
Oh, clicky finger. How hard you must work on those long sessions of holiday website browsing. Clickety, clickety, click. Oh, worthy finger. It'll all be worth it when you find our lowest price guarantee on flights and hotels you can't find cheaper anywhere else. You too will feel those cold beads of sweat on a cocktail glass. TravelRepublic.co.uk. The last click when booking your holiday. Atoll protected. Conditions apply. Clickety click.
Burglaries. Robberies. Muggings. serious crimes, driven by the desire for drugs. Offenders cause misery to families and communities, but there is a way to stop it. If you know someone dealing in drugs or stealing to fund their drug habit, Crime Stoppers want to hear from you. They don't need your name, and they're not the police. Go to the Crime Stoppers website or call 0800 555 111. Let's make communities safer together.
Finance subject to status. Representative example, 0% APR. 42 payments of £159 per month, followed by optional final payment of £3,795. Total payable £10,499. T's and C's apply.
Chapel House wants to give you a brand new Suzuki Swift Super Mini with aircon, hands-free Bluetooth, alloy wheels, and up to 57 mpg for only £159 per month. No deposit and no interest. That's right, a brand new Suzuki Swift, only £159. £9 per month. No deposit and no interest. And free MOT test for life. For this and many other fantastic offers, visit Chapel House, Southport, St Helens, Warrington and Wigan. Or click chapelhouse.co.uk, where our name means a great deal.
Wish FM. Travel update. Next.
Hiring a jet ski for the first time in Barbados.
The shopping spree of a lifetime in New York.
A huge pink sombrero for Auntie Val.
And a bigger suitcase to fit it in.
There are endless ways to use your travel money overseas. And with a Thomas Cook Cash Passport, it's secure, simple and smart. You'll get great rates on 6 currencies, available to load onto your prepaid card, plus access to exclusive MasterCard benefits. Get yours today at Thomas Cook stores nationwide or search online for Thomas Cook Travel Money. Conditions apply.
Wish FM. Travel.
With Bathe by CHP. Pottery Road, Wigan. Drive along to 2 floors of quality bathrooms at incredible prices. All with free design and free delivery.
Right, the M6 slow from Oral now at 26. You've got slow-moving traffic all the way down to Croft Interchange. Normal Monday morning story, I'm afraid, going southbound. The M62 also slow now from Burton Wood. If you're getting on at Junction 8, you've got a queue of traffic past Winnick through the Croft Interchange, and then you clear towards Manchester. And the M61 queue, again, longer than it is for the rest of the week. Always busy on a Monday morning. Southbound on the M61, about a 10-minute queue trying to get down towards the Swinton Interchange onto the M60. Elsewhere, no problems on the East Lancs reporting back just yet this morning. Things looking okay there. And into the town centre as well, no early morning issues through Wigan, St Helens, Lee, Skelmersdale. If you spot anything as you're heading out this morning, then give me a call on 0845 900 1024 or tweet at WishFMOfficial. The weather today, dry to start with, sunny spells, cloudier this afternoon with rain in places, 18 degrees today. It's 7:15. Showbiz news coming up after Omi.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong, yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna, oh.